the final rider. Scott Brash's time of 38.59. Two riders have knocked on the door, but can Albert Zoa, the vastly experienced Albert Zoa and his horse Sam, deprive the huge home crowd here in the NEC of success of the team gold medalist? But Albert Zoa, who's enjoyed so much success in his own right, is now through the first part of the course, now to the line of fences down the side, takes that one well. Now this is where the time can be won or lost, and he's sharply now turning left-handed, just checks a little bit to the hoys upright, just three fences to go, is over that now, turns in towards it now, oh, gets a little close, they may have lost some seconds there, but he's still going to be close as he comes to the final fence. Is he going to get inside the time? Is he going to, oh, I think he is! Yes, he is! Albert Zoa, back at the Horse of the Year show, has been the bit of a party pooper in terms of the home crowd here, hoping to see the gold medalist win, but all his experience came to the fore there. Albert Zoa from Holland has taken the leading show jumper of the year, but by a really narrow margin, 38.09, just half a second quicker than Scott Brash, and that was a terrific performance. So Albert Zoa wins the leading show jumper of the year and the prize of over £13,000.